Welcome everybody. Shir number 1435. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Rabban Zisel. The Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lirafur Shalem Rafal Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'Chayil. Okay, so we spoke about last year in reference to changing the children into their pajamas. Two more interesting questions brings down the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos. He brought down the Igros Moshe, which we read from last year. We spoke about the ins and outs in reference to dressing the children in pajamas. So he has two interesting questions. First of all, if somebody, let's say, getting back to the pajamas a minute, I want to dress, what was the case? I want to dress my kids in pajamas, little kids, they can't get dressed by themselves, 2, 3, 4, whatever the case is. The parents have to dress them. So I want to dress them. So we said they're going to bed, how to work it, depending on the situation in the house. Okay, so we said if there's a siba, just to review again, if there's a siba that comes up now, like the kid got dirty, or it's cold, it's hot, or whatever, so okay, so then that's for now. That's for Shabbos. But just the fact I want to just save time, let's say Shabbos like this, the kids are going to bed after Avdallah, half hour after Avdallah. Now I have time, I'll change them. After Shabbos, I'm busy. So I have time, now I'll change them now into their pajamas. That you're not allowed to do. That's a real case of preparing for after the week. But if they got dirty, or it's cold, or it's hot, or whatever, and there's some sort of a reason for now, to put it on, so that's fine. So he brings down another case in conjunction with that. Does it say for Nishma Shabbos? Let's say somebody's traveling. Many times people travel after Shabbos. We're going on a 3-hour trip, right? We're going somewhere. We're going to Lakewood. We're going here. We're going there. And we'll be driving. And the kids are going to be sleeping in the car. So, you know, it's going to be hard in the car, start changing them or whatever. Like this, I have time. And we have to leave right after Avdallah. We make Avdallah, we have to go, 1, 2, 3. So what do I want to do now? Now I have more time. I'll change them. He says, I'm going to put them into the pajamas, right? Because right after Shabbos, we're going to leave on the way. And like this, I'll have them ready in their pajamas or possibly in their weekday clothing. They're wearing now their Shabbos begodim, right? And I don't want the Shabbos begodim, the Shabbos clothing to get dirty. So I'll change them into their weekday clothing. They're little kids, 2, 3 years old. I'll change them into their weekday clothing now because like this, we'll be ready to go right after Shabbos. Oh, so he says that's a problem. In conjunction with how we saw the tshuva from Rav Moshe, that's not a problem, because why are you doing it? You're just doing it for tonight. You know, there's no situation for now. There's no siba, there's no reason to do it now. Like if they got dirty or something along those lines, it's hot, it's cold, or whatever. So that's what he says. Let's say case in time says again the Sefer Nishma Shabbos on page Tov Kuf Chav Hey. Somebody's traveling Motzei Shabbos, right, and they want to change the kid either into pajamas or to weekday clothing. Like this, they won't have to, you know, waste time tonight because we got to rush right after Avdol. We got to go. Daddy says that's the Isra of Mishum Isra Hachana. That's not a major problem because you're doing it for no other reason, just to prepare for tonight. Okay, so there's one other case he brings down. There's a Sefer Nishma Shabbos that. A little bit different case, actually. Let's say the kids are wearing whatever regular Shabbos clothing, but nothing so fancy. But tonight, they're going, let's say, to some fancier place. Whatever the case is, he brings down possibly to the in-laws, or then the parents want them to look very nice. So right now, he brings down that they ask some interesting question that they want to change the kids on Shabbos into these even nicer clothing. The other case we spoke about, the putting on pajamas or the putting on weekday clothing. So that's you know, making it worse, if you want to call it. But now it could be it's making it a little bit better because of the fact that they want to put on nicer clothing. So he says it could be possibly, you know, if you do it early enough, let's say in the day, so Lamais is nicer clothing for Shabbos anyway, so that could be a little bit easier. So he says, Lamais, it depends really sort of like when a person does it. If they're doing it very close to Shabbos and it's mamish nicker, it's very recognizable, they're doing it for tonight. So he says it's not such a simple thing to do. I mean, even though you'll say, well, it's Shabbos and I'm putting on even nicer clothing, but Lamais, you're putting it on, specifically you're changing the kids into these fancier clothing for tonight. That's the bottom line. Just to read how he brings it down, again, it's on page Tov Kuf Chav Dalet, Simen Shin Chav Gimel, Simen Shin Sadeches Oisbeis, page Tov Kuf Chav Dalet. So he says that, V'ulai Yesh Lahokol, possibly in such a case, we could say it might be a little bit easier, again, if there's enough time left in Shabbos, B'chai Gavn Shasayv Sayv, because the bottom line is, La'acha Maisa Kavar Nenes B'Shabbos. The bottom line is, it's really a Hanoh for Shabbos. You're wearing nicer clothing. The kids are now wearing nicer clothing. clothing for Shabbos, even though, again, you had in mind one thing. We always say, right, you can't talk it out, you can't speak it out. If I went to sleep, right, specifically for Matzah Shabbos, so you could go, you could sleep longer, whatever we spoke about, but just don't say it out. So maybe over here also, I'm doing an act of putting on nicer clothing. I have a mind for after Shabbos, really, but right now it's Shabbos. So as long as I don't say it with my mouth, I'm doing it specifically for tonight. So maybe it's okay. So he says, Soif, Soif, La'acha, Maisik, Vang, Nenis, B'Shabbos Atzmai. The bottom line is, you know, it's a better covet for Shabbos, sort of like with these nicer, again, nicer clothing that the children are putting on. They're not putting on the weekday clothing, and they're not putting on the pajamas. They're putting on mamish nicer clothing for this event tonight, or whatever it is they're doing, going to visit the in-laws. I'm just giving an example. This is what he brings it down. So that's what he brings it down. It could be. But then he says, even though if you wouldn't be going to this event at night, you wouldn't be putting on the kids these fancier clothing, right? So you wouldn't be doing this whole action if you wouldn't be going there tonight after Havdalah. Okay, so Lamaisi blibes at a tzarechin, so he says, but on the other way you could look at it, possibly that the people who have to see them in these clothing, which is not the mother and the father, which is the in-laws or whatever event they're going to, won't actually see them, you know, when they dress. So be it as it may, I don't want to make it too complicated. These are the different ins and outs that he brings down. He blibes by a tzarechin, you know, so whatever, be it as it may, if a person has this situation, definitely they should dress the kids in such a situation that we just mentioned, even in the fancier clothing, after Shabbos. I mean, unless you have like 3-4 hours before and it's Mamash Shabbos itself and you could really see that it's a covered Shabbos, so that could be a little different. But if it's very close to the end of Shabbos, one should definitely dress the kids, even though it's fancier clothing. Again, the point is over here, even fancier clothing after Shabbos. If they know that this issue could be coming up, they should obviously, like what you always say, talk to a Rav, find out before Shabbos, you know, how to go about working it. If they know they're going to get stuck in such a situation, how to go about working it. A person has to be always careful beforehand, and to plan ahead, to think out, to think out each situation, especially with children, you know, how, and the person has to go on a trip, a person has to go here, a person has to go there. But a person has to be very careful to think out, especially on Shabbos, how to work out the situation and not to get stuck, because once Shabbos comes, it's a problem. You know, not every time could you get to the Rav, and obviously, not always is there a simple solution to every issue that comes up, or every shaila possibly that comes up. A person should always think out each Shabbos before, like what's going on, what are the events taking place, what are we doing, and how to prepare. And like we always say, and we'll continue to say, and this has to be reviewed over a thousand times, a person should have a list before Shabbos, right? So this is not on the list. Obviously, this is not as something that comes up every week, but a person should have a list and go through the list every Erev Shabbos. I did this, I did that. You know, be prepared and think through, well, this week we're going here, possibly this week we're going there, whatever the case might be, and prepare for Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch Hu Kol Tuv.